Yes, the state game will be following episodes of Martin
and Moesha.
ACC Network. I don't even know where that is.
Sister to sister, following the game.
No. After episodes of 106 and part. Whatever, we'll get there.
But oh no, wait a minute.
What?
I'm throwing a flag on the play.
What?
We did a football blitz, NFL. And we'll get back to the Lions call. But how did we miss the elephant in the room, David?
I just realized what I did there.
How did we miss the elephant in the room? We talked about the Cleveland Browns. We talked about all these other. We missed a team who came out
the Steelers?
There. Who came out there looking like Spider-Man.
Oh,
in their
that
new uniforms.
Team. Yes. The New York Giants.
How did we miss the G-Man?
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I missed the G-Man. Mike, your thoughts?
You're a bad person.
I was trying to be good, I guess. I don't know.
Can we just go talk Lions, please? Please. Here's what I'll tell you. Let me explain to you the human cost of this, and then we'll move on, because I want to get to these Lions callers. But see, it's not about me. Those POSs ruined my Father's Day, and that's how you really upset me. See, now that you don't need to change your cable provider to have Sunday Ticket to watch out-of-market games, I said, okay, I'm going to surprise Big G. I'm going to get him Sunday Ticket because he's sick. He just wants to watch the Giants. Not that he's sick health-wise. He's sick mentally. He wants to watch his team.
I was like, wait, Big G's sick?
He's sick, but he ain't sick.
Well, skip the beef for a second.
No.
It's like,
no.
Okay, I feel bad for this.
So I said, you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. Surprised him with Sunday Ticket. Hoodwinked him. I told him, yeah, I got to put a new app on your TV. Just something you're going to like. Then he got all angry because I paid for it. Whatever, too bad. The point
Michael.
Is, yeah, oh, it please. It was warfare. But I said, you know what? I'm going to make this nice. This is one of the only games the Giants might win. I'll go watch the game with him. Even supplied him his favorite Italian sandwiches. I go, look, we're having a nice little, man afternoon here. And what I proceeded to watch was the most disgusting performance of the week in the sport of football. I mean, I told you, watching Hard Knocks, I hated Shane and Dable. Mm-hmm. That they looked like clowns. Mm-hmm. And what I saw there, What happened? These two jackasses decided we're going to put a quarterback with a neck brace and a blown ACL. That's our plan. We have all deep ball receivers. Do you know how many passes the Giants threw over 20 yards? Wait for it. Zero. We got a defense. We go out and get Brian Burns and Kayvon and Dexter Lawrence. Did they play? We got sexed up by Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. I may have a redheaded kid because Sam Darnold just effed me. And you know what happened to Big G? He didn't even get through his sandwich. All there was a sad sub. Just sad gabagool. And him slumped over in a chair and it was like a TV drama. I had to check his pulse to make sure he was still there. He was so beaten. My dad looked like a wet dog. That he texted me later on and he goes, Michael, they upset me so badly. I haven't watched football the rest of the day.
Wow.
He joined the Lions game in progress. He aced out of all of it and he took my mom to the cider mill. He'd had enough.
I mean, good news, David, Kenny.
At least Fat Dayball was adorable. See, Skinny Dayball is just a Richard. Skinny Dayball, now I just want to hit him. Like, I want to physically punch this man in the face. Because he's not even a nice person. All he's doing is screaming at all of his players, hey, Bluto, you suck. You're terrible. Joe Shane looks like he's in over his head. And John Mara, please. He is William Clay Ford 2.0. Sell the team. That was the 100th anniversary celebration yesterday. Right. They had all the greatest players back. And you know what the Giants decided to do? Daniel Jones decided he was going to go out and basically pop a squat over MetLife Stadium. Like if we had Godzilla-sized Daniel Jones, He popped a squat over MetLife. That's what he did. And they wrecked my father. So make fun of me however you like. Just understand, well, there's an older man who's heartbroken.
Good
and
news
now
is,
I feel like a jerk. No. You know what my gift to my father should have been? I should have walked up, ding dong, kicked him in the sack and turned around. It would have been better than buying Sunday ticket and wasting money for him to watch this.
Good news is the Giants entered the MCU. They are now Spider-Man.
I like the uniforms.
I didn't mind Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield.
I didn't mind them. But guess what? It wouldn't matter what uniforms they wore. When you play that way, please. May as well put a giant penis on your helmet. Because you are bleep head. Oh, it's embarrassing. I couldn't even enjoy the afternoon with my father.
Bro, I can't laugh.
I left. I cursed in front of my mom, and that upsets her. Yeah. I had to leave.
Well, you can't do that, Mike.
I did.
You cannot do that.
After he threw that ball to Van Ginkle, I said, "You dumb MF." And my mom was like, "Michael, you can't say that." I go, "I just did." And I said, "And he supports this." Bleep. And I pointed right to that sad bag of bones, my father.
You put it right back on your dad.
I did.
So your father under the he's having a hard enough time, and you threw him under the bus.
He was slumped over in his chair, arms crossed like this. I go, "You keep supporting this, you." He had no retort. I finally won the argument about Daniel Jones 6 years into it. So yeah, there you go. So, you happy?
So he didn't have little dimes.
No, he didn't.
I love that.
David, when they
beat Minnesota and he had the dimes that he was dropping off, oh, Big G was in his world that day.
So Lions fans, I love you, and I'm happy for you. Just understand, my football team is actively killing my father. It is my football team should be charged with murder. I should have just taken a picture of his sad sub sandwich and framed it for him.
I like the fact.
This is why you got kicked out of the room when you were 8 years old. It's because of stuff like that.
It was 10 and it was the
you
Super Bowl.
You dumb M. Kitty. I should have rained a doorbell.
No, he's really enjoying himself. I got to tell you, I wouldn't be angry if your heart stopped right now. You're being very mean.
I'm just imagining you two actually doing that. Dad, I was going to get you DirecTV, but you're going to appreciate this more.
Ding dong. Hey, Dad, want to watch your team every week?
You'll appreciate this more, Dad. Trust me.
I should have punched him in the face.
Let me get you.
Here's 17 weeks of Giants football, or I hit you with my car. Merry Christmas. Bon Natal. I just Thanksgiving. So yeah, we're gonna talk about your football team because mine ruined my father's life yesterday, and only the Giants could turn a gift to my father into a kick in the sack.
Trust me on this, Dad. You'll appreciate this later.
You'll thank me later. Flap. So yeah, there you go. That's why they're there. There you go. That wasn't in the blitz. My season's over after 1 week. Great.
We should have put that in the blitz and just had that as the blitz.
My poor dad. Do you understand what it takes for my dad not to finish a sandwich? Only guy, Kenny, who likes sandwiches more than you. He's the sandwich king. Sad sandwich. End table.
That's high praise right there.
End
sandwich
table.
Sandwich king.
End table. Oh. You know what it takes for my dad to do anything on a Sunday and not watch football? Act of God. Or Godzilla-sized Daniel Jones popping squat. Yeah, good. Laugh it up. Good. Laugh it up. That's nice. Here's my gift to you. You've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femininio for some time. Just listen to the results that David has gotten his team. You know what, David, if you're out there, I want to sue the New York Giants. You do that for me? Can I sue for breaking a senior citizen's balls? All right, straight to the people. Sorry for the pit stop there. We go to Teddy to talk about a real football team, the Detroit Lions. Teddy, how you doing, brother? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Just fabulous. Great, Teddy. Fabulous.
Well, at least Mike, MSU might be on the up and up.
I'll take anything I can get. We ran the touchdown play. It was exciting. What do you got on the Lions?
So I'm a big believer in the cliche of there's only one stat at the end of the game that matters. And I know you guys touched on it earlier. You know, defense obviously needs work, but, you know, that's Stafford, Kupp, McVay, and for part of that, Nacua. I mean, they're not a bad offense. And for me, it's about, you know, staying in the game, limiting the damage, making the adjustments both on defense and offense. I mean, they started out 3-and-out, started getting Gibbs and J-Mo involved, and then towards the end it didn't work, so they moved to Montgomery. You know, I buy into this whole culture thing. You know, I was at the game. I was in the second row. The Rams looked exhausted. I was right behind them. They looked exhausted by the end of the game versus, you know, the Lions, who, at least from what I saw, looked a lot better. So, I don't know. To me, it's about staying in the game, and even if that's waiting for Stafford to make a mistake, you just got to capitalize it. That's what good teams do.
I'm with you. I think this whole angle of, you know, Teddy, you have the goods to win it late. You're right. If you can stay in it, much less have game script control, the fourth quarter will be yours because the non-negotiable is lining up and running the ball.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and if they're going to be a playoff or a Super Bowl team, they're not going to walk all over the Chiefs, or I would say the Bengals, but maybe that's not on the table anymore.
But again, that could have been your week one, right?
Right.
And you avoided it, and I'm with you. Win and advance. And style points begin to take hold later in the year. You got to be playing your best football right at the end.
Well, and here's the thing. When you're going on the road to Green Bay and Chicago late in the year, the run game can help you through that. So, yeah, okay, Jared Goff's not that great outdoors, but we're just going to rely on Montgomery to just plow through, score touchdowns, eat clock, and keep the other quarterbacks off the field.
And that's mobile Jared Goff to you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know when we're going to beat the Bears?
Yeah, late in the year, twice in December, right?
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving.
Caller Teddy wins the day. Thanksgiving. And the Bears will be much better by then. So again, people want to take victory laps, do whatever they want to do. Remember, there are plenty of teams out there. Leave my team out of it. But like, you could be a Bengal fan. Like, if you're a Bills fan, are you totally thrilled about that performance? They were getting shredded by a 5-win Cardinal team. You know, Cleveland Browns fan. How about Atlanta? All the money you spent, all the moves you made. You lost to a team who didn't score an offensive TD. Like, it can go a lot worse. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, but I'm patient because I understand what they're trying to do defensively. Right. It's going to take some time. You got young players.
That was my thing is, the secondary, you get absolved from all of this until like week 5 or 6. That's when you're no longer going to be a rookie, unfortunately, because it's baptism by fire.
Now, next week, I need the front four to play better because Tampa Bay is going to want to take deep shots. They are going to want to test you vertically. That requires time. Time you should not allow them if DJ Reader's playing and everyone's ready to roll.
Well, good news for J-Mo. Looks like Antonio Winfield Jr. not playing in this game. He's out for a few weeks. Tampa's safety.
You hate to see it. Let's go to Paul in Brighton, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. How you guys doing?
Good,
hey.
Paul. What's up?
Good. I mean, rusty week, but took on a playoff team and got a W out of it, so we'll take that all day. But I thought Branch had a really rough day. I thought he was missing tackles, taking really bad angles, and kind of seemed lost a little bit. But I know he was kind of down for most of the offseason getting his knee cleaned up, but I thought he had kind of a rough day out there, and he has to be one of the anchors. And I'm like you, Mike. I think he's Ed Reed, Polamalu. He has a chance to be one of those guys, but was definitely not his best week.
No, and again, he had an up and down performance because Paulie did have a couple of splash plays. He damn near had a pick six. He had a great PBU in the flat, full extension, you know, closing down. It's just, again, we look at these guys, Paul, and we go, oh, Brian Branch, and I believe he'll be a Pro Bowler. It's only his second year. And you're out there with Terrion Arnold and Rake Straw, Amik Robinson's in his first game in this scheme. Yeah, I'm willing to let it kind of marinate a little bit. Let's give it a little time.
Let it play out?
You know what, Paul? In a way, yes. In a way, yes.
Let it play out.
But, yeah.
Do you think
safety is his best spot, or do you like, you think the slot? I mean, I know we got, what's his face from the Raiders. He was Amik just such Robinson. A stud in the slot. Amik, yeah, sorry.
I think, Paul, okay, A, I'm not more qualified than Aaron Glenn to make that call. I will tell you what I like with Branch is versatility.
Right there.
I like when they bring him as a blitzer. I like when he drops down into the box with his explosive ability. I don't ever see him being a deep safety, but I think he can do both, yeah. And your best version is him doing both.
And normally a jack-of-all-trades is just an average player, but he's not. He can play both positions. So in the event that somebody goes down, he can step up. But, Paul, I like him at safety. I like him as that enforcer guy just in case. He's going to punish you if you catch the ball.
Blitz. Yeah. I still remember the playoff game against Tampa. That, to me, is a weapon that when you become a high-level safety in this league, that's in your – here's another one. Now, I know his career has not turned out the way anyone hoped for because he's been hurt and he's a loudmouth. But when Jamal Adams was brought into this league by the Jets and then went to Seattle, that was a guy who every year you get 6-7 sacks out of. He was an amazing box safety, pass rusher. He never developed the coverage skills. And then the injuries. And then the contract.
So, yeah, maybe Branch becomes that second edge rusher that you need.
Give it time. Let it play out. Let's go to Edwin, 97.1. Edwin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike Rico, how are you today?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about Sean McVay and those fourth down calls. How big were those? Is that Sean's ego going for it? Are those must-play fourth downs as opposed to, were they in field goal range for either one of those fourth down plays?
Yes. Here's what it was. Dan Campbell played the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi. He tricked him into having to do that crap. That's my opinion.
Edwin, because I would say, if the Rams were playing anybody else, he probably kicks the field goal. But he knows, well, if Campbell's in this spot, he's going to go for touchdowns. I'm on the road. I can't keep kicking field goals while he's scoring touchdowns. I got to go for it, too. And he was out of his element.
I believe there was a huge, just inside of Sean's head. And I think that was a huge part of that I'm just not hearing enough about. I think those were huge, huge moments for the Lions.
And, Edwin, here's the thing. Think about this. If you're not going up against Dan Campbell, who will steal every possession he can and will put the gas pedal down, you're in this game. Now, Puka Nacua is hurt. I entered the game down my starting two tackles. I lose the primary backup at left tackle. Then I lose my left guard. I'm in that game with a chance for points, and I'm in a close game. I'm taking the points. I think you're absolutely right. The star of his new commercial, I think, absolutely got McVay off his game, my opinion. It's like when you're playing a team that shoots 800 three-pointers. It's going to change how you play.
Yeah, all of a sudden you stop doing what you do and you try to – he clearly – that was – I know he's going to go after this. He wouldn't kick the field goal. I don't want to do this. And let's face it, his short plays were working, so I can understand. He felt confident. I could pick up, 4 or 5 yards. I could get this. And, like I said, the last when Stafford overthrew Kupp, it was open. He just, had Aiden in his face, and it rushed it, and that's why it went incomplete. But, I think a lot of the gambler came because you were going up against the gambler.
David, Ticket Tech's coming in. What do we have?
Ticket Tech's here coming in. Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Chair drop.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. More stuff on the Lions here. Says, is it just me or is J-Mo a completely different person? He's confident, having fun. He just seems like a totally different guy. Why does it feel like Aaron Glenn doesn't like to make adjustments during the game? They just let the Rams dink and dunk the entire game. Feels like they had the ball the whole game.
Well, they did.
They did.
I mean, factually, and for 3.5 quarters, the rushing totals were basically equal.
But I think he didn't want to give up the big play. And let's just keep them in front of you. And that was a game plan. It worked because you won the game. And there wasn't that deep shot that you just knew that the Rams were going to take like they did when they came in for the playoffs. So he didn't adjust because it was working. It wasn't working the way that fans wanted to. But when you win the game, you could chalk it up as it worked.
Frankly, I am not worried. Davenport got in the backfield regularly despite Lightning quick release from Stafford. Add Reader and the front will be fine, only helping the secondary.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it time, but it's all got to work together, and that takes time. Think about how many new starters you got. And we need one of the rookie corners to step forward. That takes, again, you find one Sauce Gardner a decade. Let Terry and Arnold and Rakestraw grow into it. You hope one of them works out. But give it some time, at least to the trade deadline.
One more here from Tom. Winning when you don't play your best is infuriating, but oddly satisfying. They have room to improve, but I feel confident in this organization.
Yeah, I maybe that's the best way to put it. I can give them benefit of the doubt because they are developing a track record of talent procurement, and they get better as the year goes along. They've done it two straight years. It's my belief they'll do it a third straight. All right, straight to the people, Odyssey.com. Rewind, you missed anything. Lions, your first impressions of your Super Bowl team. Uneven performance, but they got it done when the chips are down. I want to know what your biggest takeaways were. Let's go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Michael. How are you today?
Oh, super.
I know. I'm so sorry after that rant. I feel so bad.
No, I just feel for my dad. I can't take anymore. I feel so bad because he still cares.
I don't blame you, man. We were there 10 years ago with my dad. But anyway, you know, I think we all just need to pump the brakes. I hate people jumping down our coaches already. It's week one. Nobody played preseason. But the thing was, it was a dogfight last night. And when the chips were down, we ran it down their throats. We relied on what our foundation is, and it was a true symbol of what we are as a team. I thought J-Mo looked amazing finally. I think that was his coming out party. Hopefully we see more of that. And I was impressed with Arnold and Davis. They made some plays. And, of course, Tuff's going to get his. Stafford's going to get his. And it was the short and done. Rico, you said it. We didn't want to give up the big play. And people are all crazy about, well, they, you know, had all these, you know, plays, but we kept it in front of us and we stuck in it. And you got to win ugly. Like you said, the 30-0 Cleveland game is not going to happen every week. And gosh, the Bengals lost to Jerod Mayo, his first start. Like you said, everyone around the league was just not that good, but we won against the playoff team. So I think we let it play out. We have to relax and go from there. But everyone just needs to pump the brakes and just – it's week one, for God's sake.
And the key is, if you're winning while you're developing, it's like a two-for-one. I mean, Doug, I don't think anyone sits here and doesn't believe, provided relative health, this team won't be in the mix come November, December. So get it done now, and maybe you're in a position to have that home field advantage. Games like yesterday, we'd have a totally different tenor had, let's say, Stafford completed that last pass to Kupp, which was just off his fingertips, and the game's over. Or, you know, whatever it may be, Doug, the tenor would change. You made the plays you needed to make. You got a little lucky when you needed it. That's part of the NFL. I mean, look at last year. The Bears should have come here and beat you. Yeah. And you got lucky. You stole it from them, right? That's what good teams do.
Just like San Fran with the ball off the helmet in the NFC Championship game. Sometimes things have to go your way.
Yes.
And Aiden got there just in time. And Davenport was back there. We were getting pressure, but it'll get cleaned up, like Dan said. And everything's going to be okay. But you got to win ugly in the NFL. That's what this league is. It's the biggest changing professional sports league in the entire country. Things don't stay the same every year.
And the talent separation for most of the teams, reality, unless you're the Panthers, the Giants, etc. The talent separation is not nearly as big as fans believe it to be.
Absolutely. Except I know Daniel Jones. I didn't watch the game, but after what you said, but I know all of Detroit truly loves those rants. It brought me back to when you guys were talking about Tommy Cutlass last year when the Packers lost. So I feel your pain, Matt. I'm so sorry.
No, Doug, it's fine. Doug, it's, honestly, you get to a point where being bad is one thing. When you are hopeless, it is another. They are hopeless. I don't even – you know what? No. I'm just going to go to Danny because my thoughts will just drift. Danny's on a cell, and he's up next, 97.1. What's up, Danny? Danny. And bye-bye. All right, we'll go to Mario, 97.1. Mario, what's up, bud?
Good afternoon, Michael and Rico. How are you guys doing?
Let me give you one. There we go. What's going on?
Well, first of all, Mike, from caller Doug, he reminded me of the the Tommy DeVito chicken cutlets November 2023 conversation you and I had. So and bringing up some memories and your recent rant just a few minutes ago kind of nailed it down. I feel sorry for your Giants, but
no, I just feel sorry for my dad. Don't worry about anything else. Know, they're ruining that, man. So what do you think about the Lions, a real organization?
So finally, I'm just to give you a little bit of history. I'm 62 years old. I've been following the Lions since I've been 12 years old, and I've seen a lot. And this feels good. Now, having said that, I am realistic. There was some rustiness during the game, which that'll go away over time. I'm not worried about that. My only concern, Mike, and it's not a major concern, it's a minor concern, is you had Matt Stafford basically hobbling on one leg, and four of their O-line guys were out, one due to suspension and three injured during the game. And I think, or I wish, that our front four could have had more sacks. I think we only had one sack in the game. Now, I don't know. I'll defer to you. Is that something that we should be concerned about?
I would say, you think yes? Go ahead. Yeah, take the baton.
I do, because that offensive line was a mass unit, and you should have been able to just dominate.
They were decimated, Rico. They were decimated.
Yeah.
And yet, Matt Stafford got 350 yards. Holy cow.
Now to Sean McVay's credit and Stafford, they realized that, so Stafford got the ball out of there in like 2 seconds. So you can't get a pass rush that quickly, but still. I mean,
wait a week. I agree with what you're saying. It should have been better, but it was week one. I keep reminding myself week one.
Yeah.
By the way, you know the last time the Giants won a home opener?
This is going to make Big G sad.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago?
Six. Mm-hmm. Do you know the last time they opened up at home in week one and won? So a season opener, home opener.
8 years ago?
Try 2010.
That's close.
Kindly leave.